There were two beekeepers that were gathering honey. They were getting their honey boxes. And they had gone through their hives and they picked up all their boxes and they put them on a trailer. And one of the, on their last hive, the last box, the one beekeeper was putting the box on the trailer and the other one was fixing to put the lid on the last hive. When all of a sudden he screams, "Oh no, they are in my veil." And in that, he starts running around frantically, and in his panic, he removes his bee suit. And now, we're only contending with maybe a handful of bees inside your veil, you know, because you have a veil that zips up. And contending with a few, and now he's contending with hundreds, maybe thousands, angry bees. Well, long story short, they managed to put him in the house, but he succumbed to the stings and he went into an anaphylactic shock. This could all have been avoided if he would have properly zipped up his hoodie. But this type of mistake usually happens with beekeepers that have been doing it for a while. Not new ones, but the ones that have been doing it for a while. They take it as a routine and it's, and to, they don't go through a safety. You have to go through safety checks before you go out to the hive. And one of them is if you properly zipped up. And if sometimes there's a beekeeper who put a tape on it. He was complacent. You know, he had done this time and time again, and it goes into a routine. Definition of complacency is a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. In other words, I know what I'm doing, so I know my movements. So the title of my sermon net is complacency. And in a societal role, if society is given uncritical satisfaction by their government, they will be slaves to their government. My chickens, when I let them out, they run around throughout my area there and they eat on everything that's there. They go and get feed, but if I were to stop feeding them, they would know what to do to go out and eat. But in lots of times, there's chicken coops that they don't let the chickens out, and so the chickens are subjugated to get fed by the owner. And if the owner stops feeding them, well, they'll die. Pretty much in society, there's a lot of people that are happy with, well, you know, I get, you know, taken care of, or I get free this, free that, but unbeknowing that they're getting manipulated. 2 Kings, brother, let's go to 2 Kings 19. Let's go to 2 Kings 19, verse 28. Kind of something to back that up. 2 Kings 19, verse 28 says, "Because you have raged against me and your complacency has come into my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back the way in which you came." In other words, the control is there. So he's going to lay firm and he's going to send us back to where we came from. It's a message to those who have never feared God. So they're complacent. Somewhat like the drone bees. They said, "Man, we got it made. All we do, the worker bee feeds us and they give us water. So we really don't have to do nothing but take care of the queen." Until one day, like a couple days ago, that happens. Those who choose to ignore have stopped believing him. Those that say, and I picked this up out of a then off the internet, and it was, they were contesting as this person that was believing in God. And it was a subject that I don't want to bore you with, but there was one comeback that interested me, and this is a quote. It says, that person said, "I think for myself, not some other person's concept of God. Atheism is the most liberating thing one can ascribe to. You want to be a sheep or yourself?" End of quote. This is a lot of society's thinking. This liberating way of thinking is the cause of calamities. We know that, Brett. We know that. In Judges 21:25, it says, "Everyone did whatever they the right in their own mind." That's not, this concept isn't what that fellow said, or is he talks like it was something new. It's not. It's all the old way of thinking. But that society wants to do the same thing, but for different results. Think Albert Einstein saying, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Albert Einstein. The word of God states, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." So you can see where society refuses to listen to advice, especially godly advice. Let's go to Luke 12, verse 40, Brandon. Luke 12, verse 40, and I picked NIV because I wanted to say, kind of clarify something. It says, "You also must be ready." He's talking to us. Dr. Luke is talking to us. He says, "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." So he wasn't talking to non-believers. He's talking to us. Because we sometimes fall in, these charts say that maybe Christ's return will come on the year this. Luke is saying, man, kind of put that away. Focus on what qualifying. Because we don't expect it. We cannot be complacent, though. We can't afford to, brother. Because a large portion of this world is. And I don't have to tell you that. We need to have our lanterns full of oil. Let's go to another scripture real quick. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32. And it's pretty much, this proverb pretty much breaks it down a little bit. It says, "For the simple are killed by their turning away." Yeah. Simple can be translated by different, ignorant or other people, ignorant of God's laws or other way. "And the complacency," now that can be taken either way, "or fools destroy them." In other words, back in the day we'd say, "Well, I'm in God's church, I don't really have to do anything." Nah, that's not the fact. We've already found that it's not. More is expected of us. And even in history, this great nation of ours has gone complacent. We've been satisfied with, the government gives things to us and we get kind of laid back, we're comfortable. And Mexico, it was that way in years ago. Until a revolution. Revolutionist Emiliano Zapata told his people back in the South, he said, "If you want to fly like an eagle, then fly. If you want to crawl like a worm, then crawl. But don't complain when you get stepped on." Because there was some benefits. The people that followed that government at one time, they, gave a little to them, little scratch, in other words, in their chicken pen. They gave them a little scratch. and that'd be that were they were satisfied with that. Kind of like the leeks. Remember, the Israelites telling him, "Why did you take us here? We had leeks over there." No. And in Pearl Harbor, remember Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941. Was that due to complacency? In an article, the American Legion, December 2nd of 2020, the headlines reads in that article, say, shocked out of complacency and false sense of security. At that time, we were so sure of ourselves as a nation that we let our guard down. Then imagine, brother, the entire Pacific fleet in one location, sitting ducks. So this article breaks down all the failures that did. We can say, oh yeah, that's hindsight 2020. Yeah, that was pretty educational. How about 9/11? We went into complacency again. And now we've got so much mass shootings, especially in schools now. In Christ's time, there was complacency. They thought, yeah, we got rid of this rebel. We crucified him. But the words of a Roman centurion back in Matthew 27, verse 45, he said, truly, this was the Son of Man. In the modern translation, I guess modern, the Mark's translation, I'm going to say Mark. Man, did we mess up? Basically, that's what that centurion said. Because there he knew that, man, we did wrong. We find man is moving more and more away from godly morality and God's law. I heard in a sermon today that the minister was depicting that there was a president, and I can't remember which country. I'm not going to say which country, but he's a practicing homosexual. And he brings his mate along to present to the public. And he listed a bunch of other morality-based things that other countries, European countries, were accepting. Officials were. And we find this country says, well, we have a plan for this, and we've got a plan for that. We've got a plan for the inflation. Well, how's that going, by the way? You know. Until pow, Pearl Harbor. Or until pow, something else happens, 9/11. We have a plan for everything, man, but man forgets that it's men that run it. And men with problems. What is it? Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until we get hit in the face. Yeah. Isn't that the truth, though? We need to have our spiritual guard up, though, for us. You know, irregardless, we know what's happening, and we can see that. And we were in a discussion this afternoon. We found out it's happening. Seems like it's happening faster. Let's go to Revelation 3. 3:15, brother. 3:15, verse 16. And while you're going there, when I read that thing about Mike Tyson, I remember a little humor there. And Billy's dad had a list. And he wrote down all the people that he can whip. And little Billy read that list. And he said, oh, little Jimmy's dad is on the first on the list. So he goes to Jimmy and says, hey, my dad has a list of all the people he can whip. And your dad's the first person on the list. And little Jimmy goes and runs to his dad and says, hey, dad. And he tells him. And he said, oh, he does he? So he rolls up his sleeves and goes to Billy's dad and says, hey, I hear that you have a list of people you can whip. And he said, and my name's on the first of the list. He said, what are you going to do about it? And Billy's dad said, I'm going to take your name off the list. So that's pretty much how society is. You know, they have all these things until reality hits them right in the face, and then it all changed. Martha Vineyard is all of a sudden that changes everybody's opinion. Let's go to continue on this in Revelation 3:15. It says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I'd rather you be either cold or hot. That way you know which way you are. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. We can't be that church, brother. There's no way. So I admonish everybody, including myself, continue to study the word. But mostly and above all, live the word of God. Matthew 4:4. Because we can know all we want, but if we don't do anything else, we're like a library. As for the beekeeper that got attacked, first responders arrived and he treated him with IV, with antihistamines and cortisone. He was back to normal that evening. He was given a second chance. But I guarantee you, he will not be complacent again. Fear God and keep his commandments.